We're joined now by Mitch Matthews. It's interesting. At 6'6", where was basketball in your life?
Not really a part of
no?
it. I grew up playing.
Yeah, great football player, but I'm wondering, you know, if there was ever a debate in your head.
Yeah, no, my debate in high school was baseball or football. And obviously I chose football, and I was a standout in baseball. I didn't know if I was going to play baseball or football in college. It took my brother committing to play here for me to really amp that up and choose football. But I love playing basketball. I play all the time. I'm not supposed to, but
I won't tell anybody.
I have to squeeze it in. Yeah, I just told half of Utah, but you know, I'll squeeze it in sometimes and make sure to work on my dunk
game.
Can you
shoot three?
I'm not a shooter. I get to the rack, man.
Oh, really?
I get to the hole.
You dunk?
That's what I do.
You
yeah.
Dunk. Okay.
I can dunk a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. You throw down on your buddies?
Oh, yeah. They know it.
And you tell them about it as you're doing it?
Oh, yeah. Before and after.
that's the part. That's
yeah, like
the one to
that?
Make sure.
Yeah.
So, looking at your year, I mean, 73 catches, 922, 9 touchdowns in 2014. That's a great year, and there's more coming.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I love the year I had last year, and it was a lot of fun. Caught a lot of balls, got a lot of experience, and was one of the go-to guys last year. And it was really fun, but I want to continue that. I want to improve and be better, and I know I can. And I know there's more of me that needs to be used. My size, I can work on that and use that to my advantage, which I have. And it's going to be a lot of fun this year, and our quarterback's incredible, and our running back's incredible. So they're going to divert a lot of focus off from me, and the second you do that, I feel like it's game over. So it's going to be fun.
I'm going to wade into an area. You may have to shut me down here, but it may be in a nice spot because it's way before the season. But, you know, the NFL may be down the road, probably. Is that thought in uppermost in your mind or somewhere?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't have to dance around it then?
No. Okay. No, of course not. I feel like that people play for many reasons. You know, for example, I play for my family. I play for my teammates. I play for myself, my own personal goals. I play for so many reasons. And then add the NFL as one of my aspirations onto that list, it makes me work even harder. You know, guys that want to play at the next level, you can watch how they work out, and it's even more specific. It's even more exact because they know that that's going to come up one day. And they're not going to want to goof off in college and say, well, I'm a good college player. That's good enough for me. But guys that want to go to the NFL, they work just that much harder because it's another goal for them. And that's what you work for. So I definitely want to go to the NFL and have a chance.
So you're sponging on, like, on pro days and whatever you can see.
Of course,
and,
yeah.
And learning.
I love it all. Mm-hmm.
And with a guy like Taysom back there, there's numbers to be had for him and for you, right?
Totally, yeah. You know, when he brings so much focus on himself, it leaves man-to-man coverage with me on the outside. Now, that's what I thrive in. So if he keeps doing what he's doing and he causes so much focus on himself, then, man, it's tough to stop our offense.
Did you see the guy in the Super Bowl, the Seahawks guy, kind of came out of nowhere, about 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", and he was the dominant offensive player right behind Beast Mode and Russell Wilson in the
yeah.
Super Bowl. And you're thinking,
Yeah, I mean, seriously, whatever road to get there, I'd love to get there. You know, whether you're getting drafted first round or seventh round or not drafted at all. Or I think that guy even was working at Foot Locker
yep.
the year before
exactly.
or something. And he goes in and plays, and, man, he's a stud. So whatever road it takes to get there, I'll do it.
How much do you talk to Taysom about, you know, just the need? It's hard because he's such a genius at what he does at the position. And it's defined by being able to, you know, throw it and run it. And clearly he can run it, but he also is defined by being on the field. And
totally.
And he has to dial it back a little, which has got to be hard for him. But it also will feed into the throw game more.
Totally, yeah. And like I said, when he's on the field, we win more than when he's off the field. And if he was to take the ball and run it every single play, he probably wouldn't make it through a whole year. So there's a balance in everything, right? There's a balance between passing and throwing, so defenses can be on their toes. But with the way he runs and how good he is, it's going to leave me a lot more open because guys can't take their focus off him or else they're not going to win. So it's fun having him on the field. It's fun seeing him back. And me, him, and Jamal have only played 14 games together where we're all
on the field.
That's
an unbelievable number.
And we've played as a freshman, so I think that if us three can stay healthy, it'll be a lot of damage to be done.
Do you talk to him about it? I mean, is there a way to kind of talk through situations where he can, you know, just save himself a little?
Yeah, you know, I think that Taysom's a really smart guy. He knows what he's doing, and he knows, and I've heard him say, like, look, when I'm not on the field, we're not as good, and that's obvious. It's just fact. So I think that realizing that, he's going to want to win more games. He's a very competitive guy, and he understands what it takes. And so my job isn't to be hounding on him, because I'm sure he has the media doing that. I'm sure he has coaches doing that, saying, listen, Taysom, slide, or Taysom, throw the ball more. But he knows what he's doing, and my job isn't to be another way to come at him and tell him that to change his ways, but to be able to say, look, Taysom, every time you throw it to me, I'm going to catch it and we're going to score touchdowns.
Exactly.
And that way, there's just a natural incentive to do that, to throw the ball to the receivers, and that's my job, is just to catch every ball he throws, and it'll start coming my way more and in the air more.
TK and the Menday down at BYU's 2015 Football Media Day. We're with Mitch Matthews, the Cougars standout, wide out. All right, so you look at September, and at Nebraska, great way to start.
Totally.
Killer schedule. 4 games in 21 days is the thing that jumps out at me. That's tall.
That's big time. And, man, those teams are really good. And I was talking to one of my buddies who played in the NFL, and he was saying that Nebraska was the loudest place he's ever played at.
Really?
So it'll be a fun start. It'll be a fun start to go there, to play there, to start like we did last year with 4 straight wins. I mean, how big would that be, you know? And that would be a lot of fun for us. That'd be a huge step from where we were last year to this year, and man, those 4 games are huge. So we'd love to go play those people, and we'd love to play there.
You really have it all in front of you. I mean, you hate to say that the season begins and ends in September, because it doesn't, but you can put yourself in an unbelievable situation.
Totally, yeah. And if we win those first 4 games, not that it's over, because look, we won the first 4 games last year, and the season ended up 8-5. So
right.
Those first 4 games are huge, and some of the biggest games we'll play, but. Yeah, it's just a stepping stone, or the out of the blocks for the rest of the season.
As you get ready now, what's the mantra for now for the next 6 weeks before you get out there for real?
Culture, man. We have our best players in the best positions on the field to make the best impact. That happened to be our best leaders, naturally and with experience. So that makes for a great team. I played in 2009. With BYU, and we went 11-2, and because we had great leaders, and I've gone 8-5 ever since for 3 years in a row. And the athleticism across the board for those teams, about the same. But the leadership in 2009 was incredible, and those guys wanted to win. And I know for a fact that that's the type of team we have this year, and that's what's going to make it fun.
You miss not having the UTAH on the schedule.
What's that again? Sorry.
Utah.
Oh, UT. Oh, I was thinking like some acronym.
Sorry. Yeah, no, I wasn't doing social media on you.
Yeah, like a hashtag or something. Yeah, that hurts to not have them on there. But, you know, maybe we'll get lucky enough to play them in Las Vegas.
Or you're the second
or
guy to mention that. So there's a little backstory
that's what
there.
That's what I'm praying for, you know. I mean, in all honesty, we hope we don't play them. We hope we play in a bigger bowl game than there. We hope we go to some BCS or some title game. But we want to. If anything, if LS fails, we'd love to play them again, man. We're hot about it. So,
when you see Bronco walking around the facility now, and he's the defensive coordinator, is there any difference?
Well, he's the enemy since I'm on offense. Just kidding. No, he's just well, I mean, I'm glad to have him back there because it adds more competition. Because he's fierce. He's a great defensive coach.
Do you see a difference?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a really good job. And like I said, when I've seen him. Be the defensive coordinator over the best defense in the country in that 2012 season, and how incredible that was. And there's a lot of good athletes on this defense that he needs to prepare to make it just like that team, and he does a great job at it. So I wouldn't trade any defensive coach in the country for him, so we'd love to have him there.
And what has his message been to the seniors?
The biggest thing that he's taught me.
Because he's all about, I mean, it's your team.
Yeah, the biggest thing he's taught me is that it's the player's team. And if he's at the head of leadership, of discipline, of coaching, we'll go 8-5.
Exactly.
He'll openly
admit.
Any coach in the country will win 500, you know, be 500%. Or I'm sorry, be 500 with wins and losses because it's the player's team.
Yeah.
It's a team of leadership that we need to create, not them, not the coaches. They coach us on how to play football, and they do it really well, but the leadership comes from us. Discipline should come from us. And all that is something that we have on the team this year, which we've lacked in the past because of other issues. And I think that our best players are our best leaders, and that combination is deadly.
And you speak about leadership and lessons and coming out of the Miami Bowl. I'm wondering if that wasn't you know, obviously it is what it is. And there's lessons to be learned and there's, you know, mistakes were made and all that. But is there not some form of team building that was vital in that those moments? Or was am I off on that?
In what specific moments? I'm sorry. In
the brawl.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think that it was one of those situations where
Did you sense something was coming wrong?
No, I just the way the stadium was set up. I mean, their fans were behind us, and it was just wrong play. It was one of those ones where it truly was like, we're at a different stadium. That's not going to happen.
You that's know, interesting.
Just that's one aspect. I mean, there's totally other aspects that come with it, and. They were a competitive team and they wanted to win and we just got done losing the game. And so things were hot in that moment and it wasn't good, but we could have obviously handled ourselves better. And with the leadership we have on this team now and the expectations we hold with each other, that wouldn't happen again this year. I know that for a fact, even if we were in the same situation.
So there wasn't, so that's a sort of romantic thing that I'm thinking it was a team building moment because people came to the defense
totally,
of others. Okay.
Yeah. And I think after it was, we felt guys felt really bad and, is something that won't happen again. You know, with the guys we have on this team at the head of the team, it's not going to happen again. Just the culture is different. So nothing points to that happening again. And so we can expect that not to happen. And, of course, if we win games, that's definitely not happening again. So
how do we start the Taysom Heisman thing? What's the social? I mean, there should be this massive push through social media, and there's got to be bumper stickers and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hey. There's got to be.
No, I'm not. I'm just wondering, like, if there's any within the team, if there's any joking about it, or if it's at all a narrative, if it's at all out there at all.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll joke about it, all the, you know, the attention and publicity he gets, and you'll be walking to class, and guys will have his face on a shirt that they're wearing. It's just funny to, you know, I'll walk to class with Taysom, and we'll see like a Run Taysom Run shirt. And it's just funny to joke about, but he's got a. If that kid stays healthy, he is the best quarterback in the country. There's no doubt. And so, that's one thing that we're working on is keeping him as safe as possible. Our linemen are great. Our receivers are top shape right now, and our running backs are coming back to be healthy. And those all lead to him being healthier and winning more games.
So if he wins the Heisman Trophy, then you're gonna have a monster
credit.
Year.
No, I take credit. That's
full credit.
Full credit for the trophy. Yeah, he said he'd give it to me.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna be right in the middle of it, right? Yeah. I mean, really, seriously. I mean, as he goes, so goes you in a sense,
no,
and,
totally,
and vice
yeah.
versa
no,
too.
I agree. I mean, I would love to have him the Heisman quarterback because that means that the receivers are doing something special. So. And so is he on his own with his running game. And obviously that kid deserves a lot of credit because he works really hard and he's a great leader and a great friend of mine. And we're excited to play for him.
Well, it's been exciting for me to get a chance to meet you. You do a great job on the field, and I like the attitude.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Pleasure meeting you. Have a great season. Looking forward
to
number 10.